is going back to Western New York. Is that something, just based on your background, that you always look forward to every year?
Definitely. I mean, whenever you're going back to your hometown to play the game that you love just growing up, it's just always an honor to go back, play in front of your friends, family, your teachers that you grew up, that taught you. So definitely an honor. It's always a lot of fun.
Do you get for you personally for a game like that?
I mean, it always changes up, but I mean, just a couple friends and family that I still talk to and everything. So nothing outrageous, just a few.
20.
Yeah, right about there, right around there.
What would the breaking the touchdown record of the Patriots mean to you?
I mean, that's the last thing I'm thinking about right now. I mean, we got a big game here. We got the Buffalo Bills going into Buffalo. The crowd's going to be super loud. They're always into it, a lot of energy. And that's the last thing I'm thinking about. I mean, if it happens, I mean, that's another time to think, talk about it. But as of right now, I'm just focused on the Bills, and that's the last thing I want to talk about.
Okay, then what would getting into the end zone as you guys make plays and kind of finish drives mean?
That's huge. I mean, obviously, that's the crucial part about winning a football game. You want to make plays. You want to drive the football. You want to have big chunk plays, not just 5-yard runs, 5-yard passes every play. You want some downfield plays to get the offense going, get the offense rolling. And when you get into the red zone, it's huge. It's the difference of 4 points from kicking a field goal or getting a touchdown, which could be a focal point in the game. So finishing drives off, getting chunk plays and drives is always key.
Rob, before the last game, Malcolm Mitchell and Jacoby Brissett were running down the sidelines. The Bills' defensive backs jumped in, pushing and shoving. Some of the coaches got involved as well. Rex Ryan said he doesn't care for that, yet his defensive back said if you guys repeat that same routine, they will push and shove again. Sort of how do you approach that as a team? You have to be wary of that?
I mean, we really haven't talked about that since it happened, and I mean, I'm sure there's going to be no problems this week on either side of the ball. I mean, we got a lot of respect for the Buffalo Bills. I got a lot of respect for the whole organization. So, I mean, I just don't see any problems happening this game, really. I mean, there's a lot of energy that needs to be focused on the game, I would say, on both sides of the ball.
When you face defenses coached by Rex Ryan in New York and Buffalo, has there been a consistent way they've tried to defend you?
They always vary what they've done. You never know what you're going to get going versus Rex Ryan defense. Some games, I mean, he brings no pressure. Other games, he's bringing the house every single play. So you just got to be ready at all times. You got to be ready. You got to study up all their coverages, all types of things, what they do, because he's always going to vary it, and you just got to be ready for anything that's possible.
How about with you individually? Do they try to get more physical with you combined, or?
I would say that varies too. I mean, I've had some games where he's hit me off the line, double coverage there. I've had some games where I'm just single coverage on a linebacker, safety. So you got to be ready for it all. And I feel like he just sort of doesn't really stick to one call the whole time. It's always varied. He's always doing a different call. Even if one time it works, sometimes I still feel like he likes to change it up.
Rob, have you changed your game at all in any way to sort of prevent injuries over the years? I mean, I know obviously you've missed some games through the years because of injuries. Is there anything you do differently while you're out there?
No, not really when I'm out on the field. I mean, you always got to protect yourself whenever you can. You know, when the journey's done, if you're running the ball, just get down. Don't take that extra shot. I mean, you can always, you know, show your toughness that you can, you know, have 5 guys take you down. But really, that's sometimes not the case. You really don't want to show that. You just want to get down. You want to preserve your body for the next play if you know the journey's done and you're not going to get any more yards. And other than that, man, it's just basically just taking care of your body off the field, already getting all the right work done. So you're already preventing the injury when you step out on the field.
Bill recently praised your route running. How hard have you had to work on that technique since you've been in the NFL?
A big time. Definitely had to work on plenty since I've been here. And to be successful in this organization, in this offense, you just got to be working on it big time. And it's not just you just come in and you have it. I mean, from day one, I remember, I could barely get open. But just learning from Tom, from all my coaches here, Definitely helps out going out, focusing on your route detail, and definitely you don't sometimes necessarily you don't even have to be the best skilled player out in the field to get open. It's just learning the game of football, how to get open, what move to make is definitely all part of it.
You were talking about knowing when the journey's over. Is that something you knew sort of 2010, your first year here, or when did that sort of become like?
It started coming the last few years and everything. I remember a couple of times my rookie year, I just try, and boom, I remember. I'll be like, oh, that one hurt. So definitely it hurt for to go one more inch. So definitely when the journey's over and you know you gave it all, and you're not going to be able to carry five guys, sometimes not even two guys. And just whenever you just feel like you need to get down. I mean, it's a physical game. Every play is going to be physical, so just save it for the next one.
Do you recall that? Like, was that post?
I mean, I just
any time when that sort of came to.
I mean, it always came to me. Even my rookie year, I remember a couple times I took a few shots my rookie year, and I was like, "Whoa, just gotta get down when you know the journey's done."
Coach always talks about the importance of division games. Can you talk a little about this one with the Bills, one game behind you and having one here already?
Division games are huge, especially division games on the road, even a bigger game. So they're crucial. They're in your division. You always want to go out and play your division tough. I mean, the Bills, they're always ready. They're always prepared every single time we play them. It's always a four-quarter game every single time. It always goes down to the last few minutes or the last play every single time we play them. So definitely one of the biggest games of the year so far, going on the road versus a division team. The atmosphere is going to be loud, and they already have beat us too here. So it's going to be a big game.
Rob, do you feel – I mean, you look 100%, but do you feel like you're now at the top of your game?
I always feel like when I'm out on the field, I always want to have that feeling that you're on top of your game. I mean, that's always a good feeling to go out there and have that type of confidence. And every single week, I mean, it takes work you got to put in order to feel on top of your game every single week. So it's always a new week every week, and it's what I put in during that week to feel that I'm on top of my game when it comes Sunday. So as of right now, I mean, I feel good for sure.
Well, we've seen Patrick Chung be a very physical player against tight ends, backs. You've gone against him as legions on opposite teams. You've practiced against him. How do you describe Patrick and his strength and his size?
Describe Patrick, we always say to each other we're like the same people. He's kind of like has the same job as myself on offense. He goes around, gets the tight ends. I'm going versus him. He's a safety. And we're always banging all the time. He's the type of player that wants to get better every single week. And I would definitely want to do some of my credit towards him on my success, because every single time during training camp, during the last 4 years, we would go at it. And he was just a great guy to always battle, because we're in it for each other. I'm trying to make him a better player. Chung's always trying to make me a better player. And we always give each other props, too, whenever the play's done. But at the same time, we never ever, like, patty cake versus each other. We go super hard, and we have total respect for each other. As players too, and because of the physicality we always bring to the table to go versus each other to make each other a better player. So I love his game, and I love the way he comes and prepares every single week.
The importance of route running. I'm wondering, you're in your seventh year now. Do you feel like you rely more on your technique in that regard to get open, as opposed to size and speed and things you obviously came to the league with?
I try to use both. You don't want to and like just try and focus on one area. I mean, I'm not going to outrun really anyone in my mind, but sometimes I feel like I can, so you can use it that time when I feel like I can outrun someone. But other times I don't feel like I can, and I got to focus more on being able to focus on the route running ability. So just overall, you got to use it all to be successful and have it all in your game. All right, guys. Thank you.